Welcome back to Mind Your Body. This is Orit Krug, and today we are talking to Chelsea Horton, who is a brilliant dance therapist who enlightens us about what actually is OCD and how to tell if you're actually struggling with it, which is more common than what most people think and understand of OCD. So definitely tune in and have a listen. See if you resonate with this as yourself personally or with your clients. And before we get into the episode, I just want to gently remind you that there are 3 days left until doors close for my Let Love In program. Let Love In is my signature program online where I help you heal your trauma, rewire your nervous system, and break unhealthy relationship patterns so that you can stop sabotaging your connection with your partner, with your relationships, and truly enjoy and open yourself up to lasting, healthy love. This has been an incredible transformational journey for so many women around the world. You can visit my website at oritkrug.com and watch videos of clients talking about their experiences, how it completely transformed their lives, completely calm down their nervous system, and help them enjoy not only their relationships, but the love with themselves, which is honestly the most important foundation we need to enjoy any relationship. So again, doors close to Let Love In on July 31st. And if you'd like to be considered, then please book a free and obligation-free relationship review with me in order to apply. And I will be honest with you. I will let you know directly on the call if it feels like you will be a good fit or if not. I know it's a big investment. I know it's a big commitment, not just financially, emotionally, and time-wise too. And we truly only enroll those who are the right fit. So if you suspect that you need to heal your trauma, even if it's from 20 plus years ago, even if you've been in over 20 years of therapy and you really know you need to do the real deal healing, then book a call with me. I'll leave the link in the episode notes for you to book a call and apply. You can book your call by July 31st. We can meet next week if you can't make any times before July 31st. But as long as you submit your booking by July 31st, you will be in to apply before doors close. All right, here we go with the episode. This is Mind Your Body, a dance movement therapy perspective on the integration of our emotional, cognitive, physical, and spiritual aspects of our being into one more aware and whole existence. Today, we have Chelsea Horton, who is a board-certified dance movement therapist and founder of Healing Embodied. She helps women break the cycle of relationship anxiety and OCD through the transformative power of movement. Chelsea overcame relationship anxiety in her own relationship, and she now guides others from an embodied understanding. Welcome, Chelsea.
Hi, hi. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yes, my pleasure. So to begin, can you let us know how you got into this specific niche of dance therapy?
Yeah, I mean, I primarily work with those experiencing a subset of OCD. And in school and even like in our society, we kind of think OCD is being really organized or locking the door 3 times or washing your hands 10 times. So I actually didn't really have an in-depth understanding of OCD while I was training in school to be a dance therapist. And it wasn't until after I graduated and I was doing my own healing and inner work and kind of personal research that I realized that what I had been experiencing in my relationship was OCD. Because there's just so much misunderstanding around OCD. And when I actually learned what it really was and how it really shows up and how dance therapy seriously just dismantled it, I was like, oh my gosh, I want to use this work in the same magical, powerful way that it worked for me in my experience with OCD, which is a subset of an anxiety disorder, and be able to educate more people in a widespread way of what OCD actually looks like.
Yes. So can you tell us, what does OCD actually look like?
Yeah. So I kind of get a little bit frustrated just because personally, I didn't know that I was experiencing OCD for so many years. I get frustrated with this, like, oh, I'm so OCD because you like things organized. No, you just like things organized. So OCD isn't really about, oh, I just like things to be clean and neat. It is having intrusive thoughts that feel really distressing, obsessing over these intrusive thoughts. So you obsess about a particular thing and it occupies a lot of space in your mind. And then your body responds with anxiety to these intrusive thoughts. And then you go into compulsions, which are any sort of behaviors that you do in order to try to quench the fire of the anxiety, so to speak. So OCD can really latch on to anything. And it's not about the behaviors per se, like locking the door three times. It's really about the entire cycle, the intrusive thoughts, the cyclical obsessive thinking, the ruminating, the experience of fear and panic and anxiety, and then any sort of behaviors that you do that feel like you have to do them in order to feel better.
Yeah, thank you for that. Can you give us some examples? So like just paint us a picture of what this looks like in real life.
Yeah, so there are so many different subsets of OCD. So I'm just gonna pull an example. So say like postpartum OCD. This could be having intrusive, distressing thoughts about accidentally dropping or harming your baby in some way. And of course, these intrusive thoughts are so distressing. You feel so much anxiety about them. You can't stop thinking about them. And so maybe you perform all these behaviors to try to prevent the possibility of dropping your baby. Maybe you stop picking up your baby. Maybe you avoid touching your baby. Maybe you feel like you have to hold your baby on a certain side of your body because, oh my gosh, if I hold my baby on the other side, what if I drop my baby? And so you kind of get really caught up in this whole cycle of the intrusive, anxious thoughts and then the behaviors in order to avoid the thing that you're afraid of happening.
I feel like I just got anxiety just listening to that. Oh my gosh. So what's the line? Because I know a lot of people I know, and also just discussion boards and on postpartum, for example, is a lot of people struggle with postpartum anxiety. So what's the line that crosses from postpartum anxiety into postpartum OCD?
So it would be the obsessive and the compulsive elements. So you obsess, meaning like you can't stop thinking about a particular thing. And then the compulsions are the behaviors. So avoidance, anything you might do to try to have certainty. So maybe you're compulsively Googling how to make sure that, how to know if my baby is how to make sure I'm holding my baby the right way. So these kind of very compulsive behaviors that are attached to the intrusive thoughts and the feelings of anxiety.
Gotcha. And is it usually about one thing? Like I'm always focused on this one thing, or it can present in a few different thoughts, few different obsessions?
Yeah, it can present in a few different ways. Like, you know, my experience was relationship OCD. So it was all about my relationship. It was obsessing about my relationship, but it might be different aspects of my relationship. Oh, do we think the same? Are we compatible enough? Or how do I know that they're the one? So it'll kind of focus on a particular thing, but different aspects of that particular thing, if that makes sense.
Gotcha. So yeah, let's bring dance therapy into it. You had said that for you and with your experience of relationship OCD, dance therapy dismantled. I was like, oh, that's a powerful word. Can you share with us? I mean, you can share your own story or talking about it in general, dance therapy.
Yeah, I mean, so for me, being so stuck in this cycle of obsessive thinking, and OCD makes you believe that if you stop the thinking, this is the obsessive part, if you stop thinking about it, that something bad is going to happen. So you have a lot of energy and focus going to your thoughts. Like so much of your time and attention is directed towards the mind, thinking. And I would go to talk therapy and all I would do was just talk more about the thoughts. And it was just like more obsession, more compulsion. I was trying to find like certain answers, because that's a huge thing with OCD, is really wanting certainty. For me, it was like, how do I know that I'm with the right person? So talk therapy just became me talking in circles and trying to have my therapist tell me, how do I know if I'm with the right person? Can you give me this certain, clear, concrete answer? And as we know, most things in life, there are no certain answers. So with dance therapy, it really challenged that whole system of everything exists in my mind. And it moved me down into my body, into feeling, into emotion. And it's the anxious energy, the anxiety that keeps the thoughts alive. You keep thinking about them because they cause this really intense fear reaction in your body. And so then you keep thinking more thoughts, and then you feel more fear, and then you think more thoughts. So dance therapy really interrupted that loop between the thinking and the anxiety, and helped me to actually shift what I was feeling in my body, and taught me like I can feel better. I can have a sense of peace and stability without figuring out the thoughts in my mind.
Right. So essentially becoming comfortable with the uncertainty.
Yes. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. OCD is very, it craves certainty and believes if I don't have certainty about making sure my baby doesn't get hurt, or making sure I don't have the coronavirus, or making sure that I'm with the right person, or making sure I know my sexuality, right? It's very focused on having certainty, and dance therapy just completely moves you away from this compulsive and urgent need for certainty and into just this beautiful gray area of existence.
Can you expand on that? Like, what does that look like in movement? What does that look like in the body?
Yeah. So like when I think about being stuck in the anxious OCD cycle, like the body is very rigid. Everything is very black and white. I want the certain answer. It's very control based. So as we know, our body reflects our mental state, all of this tension and rigidity. So dance therapy allows you and gives you the opportunity to change what you're experiencing in your body. And yet you haven't answered the question in your mind, yet you still feel this sense of calm, and you begin to realize, oh, I actually don't need a certain answer. I actually don't need all of the control to feel a sense of safety in my body and to feel a sense of peace within myself. I can access more flow and flexibility and freedom in my movement. And I didn't actually have to solve any of these thoughts that demanded the black and white answer.
Mm-hmm. So is it like for you and your clients and for yourself, is it just about getting into almost like a baseline of coming back, or not even coming back, but being in your body, so that all of this attention and energy doesn't go to your thoughts in the first place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a huge part of it, and as my clients begin to drop in the body, they notice the pattern of being pulled back up into the mind, and even getting intrusive thoughts like, oh my gosh, by being in my body, like I'm being reckless, I'm being careless, because I need to solve these thoughts. And so it's almost like exposing you in a very gentle way to this fear of not solving the thoughts, and kind of lengthening the amount of time that you can be in your body safely without going into the compulsions, without going into the obsessions, and learning, oh, wait a minute. I can actually be safe in my body. I don't actually need to continually think about this thing in order to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, and it's the very act of continuing to try to solve it with the mind is exactly what's not solving the problem with the mind. Yeah.
We always say, like, kind of paraphrasing Albert Einstein, you can't solve a problem from the same place that created it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have all this urgent, obsessive thinking, more thinking isn't actually going to help this or change the pattern. We actually have to literally change the pattern. If the normal pattern is thinking, 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 and then I've got to do these things to make sure that I'm okay, let's interrupt the pattern. Drop into the body. Feel, what are you feeling? Where is the anxiety living? What's happening? And can we actually do something with your body to shift how you're feeling instead of continuing to obsess and go into these avoidance or compulsive behaviors?
Right. Right. Cause I don't have the clients that I work with aren't like quite OCD. Although some of the questions that you presented here is like, oh yeah, there's some of that going on.
Yeah.
The right person is right. Do they love me? Do they think about me? Do they care? It's like, yeah, it can get obsessive. So, I don't remember what my point was, but yeah, getting into the body. Yeah. Can you paint do you have any kind of examples or stories of how maybe a breakthrough moment or something that happened in movement that shifted?
Yeah. I'm thinking about a particular group session. Another core fear of OCD is the fear of the unknown, right? It's the fear of uncertainty. Because when we face the unknown, when we face uncertainty, we are so vulnerable, right? It's so vulnerable to step into the unknown. And OCD, in order to avoid that vulnerability, wants control. It wants certainty, wants control. So one time in a group session, we were exploring this idea of vulnerability. What is vulnerability? How does that feel in the body? And exploring openness, right? If OCD is contraction and control and rigidity and kind of this self-protection, how can we slowly begin to find ways to be a little bit more open in the body? And we kind of like go into openness and then come back to that feeling of protection, expand a little bit more into openness. Ooh, come back a little bit, right? Because the OCD is like, this is way too scary. So we want to like gently, slowly. And as my clients were moving into this openness to life and the vulnerability of being alive, they all had this awareness that they felt the most empowered when they were open and vulnerable and faced life with open arms and open heart, instead of being really small and kind of being in this little ball, of self-protection. So seeing actually my power isn't in this perceived notion of control. It's actually in stepping into the vulnerability and facing the uncertainty, the inherent uncertainty of life, and being open-hearted to that.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's what I forgot before when you were talking about, you know, you have them feel like where is it in your body and then invite movement into it, is like you think you're controlling the situation and the outcome and the level of certainty and all that. But then it's like moving your body with it gives you an immediate sense of, oh, I'm actually in command of how I can behave and feel and think once you put in the body. So that was a beautiful example of that.
Yeah. And OCD thinks that the control comes from controlling external circumstances, even mentally playing out scenarios and like thinking about what you would do. But when we drop into the body, we realize the control, quote unquote, the sense of control and agency actually lies within, in being able to see the emotions and the thoughts that arise and move with them and shift them. And you're like, oh, I don't have any control of my external circumstances, but I actually can have a sense of control and empowerment over my internal state. And having that shift for my clients is huge, because they're like, okay, since I can't control my external circumstances, right? You don't know what happens when you even get into your car. Driving down the street, you don't have control over all these external factors. So if I don't have control over the future, over all these external factors, over other people, I can find that sense of empowerment and safety by working with my reactions and working with my emotions, no matter what circumstance I'm in and no matter what happens in my life.
Yes, that sounds like the essence of trusting yourself.
Exactly, exactly. Building that self-trust is huge.
Yeah. And there's just, you know, I'm thinking of a recent someone in my community who recently made a comment about whether her partner is trustworthy or not. And someone else replied and was like, it sounds like they're not. And I'm sure she gets some of this. I don't know if you do in your community as well. And I was saying, you know, when you trust yourself 100%, like it's just unwavering, a comment like that isn't going to make you question everything again. You'll know in your body what it feels like. You'd be like, no, I know this is like, I know I can trust my partner. Or, right, if you don't have that trust in yourself first, it's like, maybe this person is right. Maybe this stranger on the internet is right. And right. Do you see that kind of thing going on in your community?
Oh, absolutely. One of the core things we do work on in OCD work is self-trust. Because again, it's not only seeking external control, it's seeking external validation, seeking answers from other people. What should I do? Is this right? Am I in the right relationship? Is this the right thing to do? So seeking answers and validation outside of yourself, whether that's through Google or other people online or friends or family, and you're like just obsessively seeking these answers. So we shift from the external locus of control to the internal. Can you trust yourself? Even if other people have different opinions or choices, can you feel that sense of security within your own decisions and trust that you are capable of making wise decision, and you are capable to embrace the unknown and deal with whatever comes your way?
Mm-hmm. How did you know? Did you have a certain feeling inside of you when you started to trust yourself?
Yeah, life, the inherent risks of life, everything worthwhile in this life takes risks. So the inherent risks of life felt less terrifying and more exciting. Things felt more like an adventure instead of like, I'm walking into my death if I don't have certainty about what's going to happen. So life began to open up, and I felt a sense of flow with life instead of white knuckling it through life just because I didn't have certainty.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Is there anything else before we start wrapping up that you'd like to say about OCD in general, relationship OCD?
I think more people probably experience OCD than we realize simply because of the lack of accurate information out there. I just thought I had general anxiety, but when you look at the whole pattern, the obsessions and the compulsions, I truly think that a lot more people experience this and we realize, and you know, it's a big goal of mine to take away the stigma and the shame and the misinformation around OCD. So yeah, thank you so much for making this information accessible and available.
Yeah, I think it's really important that you distinguish that right from the start, because I agree with you, there's a lot of misinformation about it. So if someone's resonating with this and wants to either understand more, you know, maybe questioning now, oh, you know, is that me? Or what can I do now that I know what I've been experiencing is OCD? What do you recommend is a good, safe next step?
I have a lot of resources on my page, healingembodied.com. If you specifically experience the obsessions and compulsions in your relationship, I have like a whole self-reflection kit where you can see the common manifestations laid out for you. I also have other resources to help you see it more clearly and know some real steps to take to begin to, like I said, dismantle this whole system.
Awesome. Do you want to share? I know you shared with me your free mini course. Do you want to share where people can find that? I'll also put it in the show notes if the link is too complicated.
Yeah, everything is on my website, healingembodied.com. All my free resources, the free mini course, free Facebook community, and then how to work with me directly. Everything is on the website or on my Instagram at healing.embodied.
Cool. And I'll put all of that in the show notes so people can just easily click on it and access it.
Well, thank you so much. This has been so cool. That went so fast.
I know. Thank you.